Gopidana Valla Vagiri Vadar Dadi Gopidana Valla Vagiri Vadar Dadi Sudanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Jasudanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare
Aibo
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai.
Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Padavraja Kacharya Astato Satasi Simadis Divine Grace Silave Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Staya Putare Samadhi Anta Sam Dhyam. Namaste Dasakti Veyo Vani Jani Vani. Skadari Vatari Hare. So Hare Krishna. Good evening and welcome to this evening class on the Bhagavad Gita. I will just briefly see who of you requires a translation and then we will decide if we will do word by word or no, sentence by sentence, or we will go in a corner for the translation. We would have to ask in a Croatian language. One, that's many of you. And may I request Irina to come and sit with us? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this evening from the Bhagavad Gita 6:26. Yato yato nishalati. Manas chanchalam astiram. Tatas tato niyam yaita. Atman yeva vasham nayet. Yato yato nishalati. Manas chanchalam astiram. Tatas tato niyam yaita. Atman yeva vasham nayet.
Kama God, da um odluta zbog svoje treperavine.
No, you are very fast this evening. We need a few Sanskrit scholars still. Yo yato nishalati. Manas chanchalam asitam. Disease, please.
Kamo god da um odluta zbog svoje treperave i nepostojne prirode, jogi ga mora odvući i dovesti pod nadzor jastva. Smisao. Um je po prirodi treperav i nepostojan, ali samospoznati jogi mora vladati umom. Ne bi smio dopustiti da um vlada njime. Onaj tko vlada umom, a time...
Irina, you are Mataji full of drive this evening, but please... You should read like this. One who controls the mind and therefore the senses as well is called a Goswami or Swami. So that we can follow, we are not as quick as you.
Onaj tko vlada umom, a time i osjetilima, naziva se Goswami ili Swami. Osoba pod vlašću uma naziva se Godasa, sluga osjetila. Goswami zna standard osjetilne sreće. U transcendentalnoj osjetilnoj sreći osjetila služi Hrišikešu, vrhovnog vlasnika osjetila, Krišnu. Služenje Krišne pročišćenim osjetilima naziva se svjesnost Krišne. To je proces potpuna vladanja osjetilima. Što više, to je najviše savršenstvo primjene joge.
It's a very practical verse. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachārine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskacharya Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse talks about freedom.
Ovaj stih govori o slobodi.
Freedom means to not be under anyone's control.
Sloboda znači ne biti pod ničijom kontrolom.
Now, it means autonomy.
To podrazumijeva autonomiju.
It means freedom means slobodan. It's just a feeling of being absolutely not controlled by anyone else or anything else.
Sloboda znači biti slobodan, znači da nismo pod kontrolom ničega drugog.
Now, in
ili nikoga drugog.
In this world this is very very difficult.
Ovom svijetu to je jako teško.
As you all know, once there was a discussion between father and son. Hiranyakashipu, the great politician, wanted to teach his son that, my dear son, there are so many enemies in the world which we must bring under our control, and therefore you should not escape and become a devotee. You should become a politician like me.
Kao što znate, postoji razgovor između oca i sina. Hiranyakashipu je bio veliki političar. Onda je rekao svome sinu Prahladi, u ovom svijetu postoji puno neprijateljskih elemenata i stoga ne bi trebao pobjeći i postati bhakta, već bi trebao biti političar, poput mene.
Hiranyakashipu represents the typical idea of materialistic living, that you have to arrange your outer circumstances so that you can become peaceful.
Hiranyakashipu predstavlja tipičnu zamisao o materialističkom životu, što znači da trebamo urediti izvanjske okolnosti kako bismo bili mirni.
The materialist thinks when I have taken care of all the obstacles which are like enemies to my peace, then I will be peaceful.
Materialista misli da kada se riješi svih izvanjskih zapreka koje ometaju njegov mir, da će onda postići to mirno stanje.
But Prahlad Maharaj says, Father, you are wrong. There's only one enemy, and that's the enemy within, the uncontrolled mind.
No, Prahlad je rekao, ma oče, ti si u krivu, postoji samo jedan neprijatelj, a to je neprijatelj unutra, odnosno neobuzdani um.
If you have not managed to control the uncontrolled mind, you are not at all able to feel peace inside.
Ako ne možete kontrolirati neobuzdani um, onda nipošto nećete moći osjetiti mir unutar sebe.
Let me give you a few examples of how the uncontrolled mind can make life hellish for us.
I daću vam nekoliko primjera koliko nekontrolirani um može stvoriti neprilika za nas.
Many people suffer from a feeling of boredom in their life.
Mnogo ljudi u svom životu pati zbog osjećaja dosade.
Not enough is happening.
Ne događa se puno toga.
Or not exciting things are happening.
Niti puno uzbudljivih stvari.
And this boredom kills them.
I ta ih dosada jednostavno ubija.
Or other people, they suffer from addictions.
Ili neki drugi ljudi pak pate od ovisnosti.
Like they always want to eat something.
Uvijek nešto žele jesti.
Jesti, jesti. They have a tongue.
Jezik je tu.
But behind the tongue is the uncontrolled mind.
No, iza jezika je nekontrolirani um.
Oh, you always feel, this is what my uncontrolled mind says. I always think I have to finish something.
Ili uvijek imate neki osjećaj da nešto morate dovršiti, barem moj nekontrolirani um to.
When I have finished one thing, my mind goes to the next thing.
Kada završim jednu stvar, moj um prelazi na drugu.
Now we have now we must build a retreat center.
Sada moramo izgraditi centar za retreat.
Now I must finish another book.
I sad moram završiti još jednu knjigu.
Or another project.
Ili još jedan projekt.
Yes. Or some people uncontrolled mind makes them fall in love every 10 meters.
A za neke nekontrolirani um ih navodi da se svako malo zaljube.
Or like Hiranyakashipu, they perceive so many enemies outside whom they think they must conquer.
Ili kao Hiranyakashipu, vide toliko neprijatelje vani izvan sebe koje misle da moraju pokoriti.
Yes. The uncontrolled mind brings us, gives us certain addictions, and an addiction means we think we can't live without it.
Nekontrolirani um nam daje neka vrsta ovisnosti. A ovisnost znači da mislimo da bez nečega ne možemo živjeti.
We think we must get this food.
Mislimo da nam treba, recimo, ova hrana.
This partner.
Partner.
This adrenaline rush in an adventure.
Ova pustolovina koja će jednostavno nam povećati adrenalin.
We must conquer some enemies.
Moramo savladati neprijatelje.
Now finish something.
Završiti nešto.
Or get a new oven in our apartment.
Ili dobiti novu pečnicu u
or
svom stanu.
A heating system.
Ili novi sustav grijanja.
Or another male djece.
Ili male djece.
A car.
Auto.
New tires on the car.
Nove gume na auto.
You know, this is what an uncontrolled mind does to us. It takes possession of us.
I to je ono što nam nekontrolirani um čini, jednostavno nas opsjeda.
And in this way it makes us unfree. It becomes like a slave driver.
I od toga jednostavno više nismo slobodni. Postoje poput gonića robova.
What is your program against the uncontrolled mind, Gokulendra?
I Gokulendra, što ćeš učiniti protiv nekontroliranog uma?
It kills you.
On te ubija.
Hare Krishna. Gokulendra is the best of all of us, so I'm just giving him as an example so that we personally feel addressed without being disturbed in our false ego.
Gokulendra je najbolji od nas, ali ja samo dajem ovaj primjer koji se zapravo odnosi na sve nas, kako mi naš ego ne bi bio uznemiren.
My dear devotees, as long as you have one unfulfilled material desire to which you are attached, you are not free.
Sve dok imamo i samo jednu materijalnu želju za koju smo vezani, dotle nismo slobodni.
You are a slave.
Vi ste robovi.
So don't worry, I won't just tell these things in the evening class and then you're all depressed and oh no, I wanted some inspiration, my life is hard enough and now I'm going to the temple and get frustration.
Ne brinite se, nećemo stati na ovom predavanju, tako da mislite da ste došli ovdje i da ćete nakon ovoga biti još više depresivni.
When I was in Yahurina, I was thinking about this.
Kada sam bio na Yahurini, razmišljao sam o tome.
Every day I would walk with my Nordic walking sticks. I had some roots. I would meet my friends, the cows, my one friend, the wolf, and the foxes, and the birds.
Svaki dan sam hodao sa svojim štapom i po svojoj običajnoj putanji, tu su bili moji prijatelji, krave i vuk, isto tako i lisice.
And it was so nice.
I bilo je tako lijepo.
And I look back on my life in the valley, or not on the mountain, but in my ordinary life.
I onda sam promatrao, osvrnuo se na svoj život.
And I could also see, like everyone else in this world, I was driven by my mind to achieve this and that.
I mogao sam vidjeti da kao i svi drugi u ovome svijetu, da sam bio kontroliran svojim umom da učinim ovo ili ono.
But as I was looking down on my life from the mountains, I found out a secret.
No, dok sam tako promatrao svoj život s planina, otkrio sam jednu tajnu.
Whenever I use the energy to try to please Krishna or Srila Prabhupada, then I'm not mind-driven, but I'm soul-driven.
No, kada god koristim svoju energiju da bih zadovoljio Krišnu ili Šila Prabhupadu, onda više nisam pod utjecajem uma, već pod utjecajem duše.
And there's a great difference between being mind-driven and soul-driven.
I postoji velika razlika u tome da li na vas utječe duša ili um.
When you are driven by your mind, you become attached to the results and frustrated if you can't get them.
Kada to čini um, onda ste vezani za svoje rezultate i budete frustrirani kada ih ne dobijete.
And here comes the secret.
A evo sada tajne.
When you're mind driven and even if you get the results, you still remain frustrated because it doesn't satisfy yourself who is a soul.
Čak i ako je um taj koji vas potiče, čak i ako ostvarite rezultate, nećete biti zadovoljni jer duša nije zadovoljna.
But if you are soul driven, you're acting out of love.
No, kada vas potiče duša, onda djelujete iz ljubavi.
And in real love, when it's directed towards God, there's never a frustration.
A u pravoj ljubavi, kada je usmjerena na Boga, nema frustracije.
Even if you are externally frustrated in your project, you don't get it. Because you have acted on the spiritual platform, you're very satisfied.
Čak i ako ste izvinski možda frustrirani zbog toga jer se nešto nije ostvarilo, vi ste iznutra zadovoljni.
Prabhupada always taught us one example from Ramayana, which I want to relate to you so that you get the point.
Prabhupada bi nam često pričao jedan dio iz Ramayana da bi nam ilustrirao to.
I think we all remember when Ravana kidnapped Sita, the ancient Yatayo, a huge bird, went into his way and tried to stop him.
Svi znamo da kada je Ravana pokušao oteti Situ, drevna ptica, Jatayu je pokušao mu se suprotstaviti.
Yatayu was like a gigantic eagle.
Jatayu je bio poput ogromnog orla.
And and in the name of Rama, he attacked Ravana to try to stop him from kidnapping Rama's wife Sita.
I u Ramino ime on je pokušao zaustaviti Ravanu da ne otme njegovu ženu Situ.
Ravana at that time was flying with his aerial chariot through the air. And when he saw this gigantic eagle attacking him, he was momentarily bewildered.
I Ravana je u to vrijeme letio svojom zračnom kočijom po nebu i kada je vidio tog ogromnog orla, bio je zbunjen.
And Yatayu used that moment of Ravana's bewilderment to just attack him with his claw on his back and rip a good part of flesh from the neck of the demon. Ooh.
I onda je Jatayu iskoristio taj trenutak Ravanine zbunjenosti i kandžama je istrgao komad mesa sa vrata tog demona.
Ravana screamed in pain, took his sword and started a malicious counterattack.
Ravana je zavrištao od boli, izvukao svoj mač i krenuo je u protunapad.
He was driven by lust to possess Sita and he just cut the wings of Yatayu and the claws and everything.
Bio je vođen požudom prema tome da ima Situ i zatim je napao Jatayu i odrezao mu je krila i kandže.
Yatayu fell on the ground.
Jatayu je pao na tlo.
Almost senseless.
Gotovo bez da išta osjećao.
But because he had done what he done for Rama, he was still in consciousness, didn't lose consciousness, just chanted Ram, 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 until the moment where Rama appeared before him.
No, budući da je učinio to za Ramu, on nije u potpunosti izgubio svijest, već je cijelo vrijeme izgovarao Rama, Rama, dok se Rama uistinu nije pojavio pred njime.
In his last moment, Ram actually appeared before his eyes.
I u tom posljednjem trenutku Rama se uistinu pokazao pred njegovim očima.
Yeah, Tayu said, I'm sorry, I couldn't, my mission was unfulfilled. I couldn't stop Ravan. He has went in this direction with your wife.
Eta je rekao, oprosti, moja misija nije uspjela. Nisam uspio zaustaviti Ravanu. On je otišao u onome smjeru s tvojom ženom.
And Ram told him a very great secret at that time.
A Rama mu je tada otkrio veliku tajnu.
You must know, he said, in my service there is no question of success or unsuccess.
Moraš znati da u mojoj službi nema govora o uspjehu ili neuspjehu.
Whatever is done with a sincere desire to please me is more than a success.
Što god da se učini s iskrenom željom da me se zadovolji, više je nego više od uspjeha.
Whatever is done with a desire to please me, I consider this an act of love.
Što god se učini sa željom da me se zadovolji, ja smatram činom ljubavi.
And by this love of my servant, I become bound to him eternally.
I zbog te ljubavi moga sluge, ja osjećam da sam mu vječno dužan.
See, that is the success, to be bound to God.
I vidite, to je uspjeh, da smo na taj način povezani s Bogom.
Whatever happens in the three-dimensional space, success is only a dream.
Što god da se dogodi u ovom trodimenzionalnom prostoru, uspjeh je tek san.
It's only a dream unless and until we do what we do to please God.
To je san sve dok ne učinimo ono, sve dok ne činimo stvari da bismo zadovoljili Gospodina.
If we can please with our activity, Lord Krishna, then even the activities within the dream are eternal.
Iako činimo nešto da bismo zadovoljili Krišnu, tada i aktivnosti, iako su u snu, postaju stvarne.
I would like to give you now a little personal tip which I have learned in my life of trying to act on the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness.
Želio bih vam dati jedan osobni savjet, nešto što sam sam naučio dok sam pokušavao djelovati na toj razini svjesnosti Krišne.
I want to sincerely share this as my secret.
Želio bih to iskreno podijeliti s vama kao svoju tajnu.
Somehow I have realized in my life that the only thing of value is really when you do something in Krishna consciousness for the pleasure of Krishna.
Na neki način sam shvatio da jedina vrijednost leži u tome ako nešto učinimo s iskrenom željom da zadovoljimo Krishnu.
And since that time I'm trying to act for Krishna.
I od onda pokušavam djelovati za Krishnu.
But it's not always so easy.
No, to nije uvijek tako lako.
Sometimes I have to look for that divine spark in the heart. Coming from the soul who longs for God.
Ponekad trebam potražiti tu božansku iskru u srcu koja dolazi od duše koja žudi za Gospodinom.
I have to be like Sherlock Holmes, a detective, and look for this divine spark in the jungle of my psychology.
Ponekad trebam biti poput Sherlocka Holmesa, detektiva koji traži tu božansku iskru u džungli svjesnosti.
But when I find this divine spark, I make it bigger.
No kada pronađem tu božansku iskru, onda ju raspirim da poraste.
Let me give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
I'm going through my day.
Eto, prolazim kroz dan.
And then I think, oh, you have to do something for Krishna, otherwise you're dreaming only.
I onda pomislim, moraš nešto učiniti za Krišnu, inače samo sanjaš.
And usually I start at that time to sing something for Krishna.
I onda obično u to vrijeme počnem pjevati nešto za Krišnu.
I'm a man of melodies. I cannot sing very nicely, but I can definitely appreciate nice melodies.
Ja volim melodije, nije da nešto lijepo pjevam, ali uistinu cijenim lijepe melodije.
And then I just sing something with a sincere desire to please Krishna.
I onda nešto pjevam s iskrenom željom da zadovoljim Krishnu.
I sing a bhajan or mostly the Hare Krishna mantra.
Pjevam neki bhajan, ali najčešće Hare Krishna mantru.
And all of a sudden I find the spark.
I odjednom pronađem tu iskru.
The sign is that I become very happy and inspired and enthusiastic in my singing.
A to znam po tome što postanem uistinu sretan i entuzijastičan i nadahnut u tom svom pjevanju.
And at that time I just sing more and in this way increase the spark so that it becomes a fire which spreads in my life.
I onda pjevam još više, tako da ta iskra se raspiri u vatru koja se širi u mome životu.
I also do this when I'm with people and try to preach to them. I try to search where is something in me which is truly spiritual, which is truly pleasing Krishna. And I'm saying that and then the fire comes.
To isto radim i kada sam okružen ljudima. Pokušavam shvatiti što je to u meni što je istinski duhovno. I onda kada to činim, onda se iskra proširi.
Many times I see devotees and ordinary people who are a little covered by the clouds of the mind.
Često vidim bhakte, pa i obične ljude kako su malo prekriveni oblacima uma.
And all I do is I try to, when I want to help them, I try to connect them with their own divine spark.
I kada im pokušam pomoći, nastojim ih povezati s njihovom božanskom iskrom.
And when they can find that divine spark, it's almost like lighting a fire in a heap of straw.
A kada oni to učine, to je kao da zapalite vatru na hrpi slame.
I want to recommend you to do that also.
Želio bih to i vama preporučiti.
As you go through your life, try to find the divine spark of where you can remember Krishna.
Kako prolazite kroz život, pokušajte pronaći tu božansku iskru tako da se sjećate Krišne.
When it's difficult for you to find it, then it's very good to just read a little in the Bhagavad Gita or some divine scripture, and all of a sudden you have a thought, you have something which is that spark.
Kada vam je teško pronaći, onda pročitajte nešto iz Bhagavad Gita ili iz svetih spisa i onda ćete pronaći tu misao koja će to raspiriti u vama.
And when you have that spark, you simply need to stay with it for some time.
Kada pronađete tu iskru, samo trebate neko vrijeme biti uz nju.
Think of that spark.
Razmišljajte o njoj.
Think of what inspires you in Krishna consciousness.
Razmislite što vas nadahnjuje u svjesnosti Krishne.
Put your consciousness there.
Usmjerite svoju svjesnost u to.
Your consciousness is like, you know, the light of a torchlight.
Vaša svjesnost je poput svjetlosti lampe.
You can put it like this, shup, and see Tridasha Roy in it.
Možete ju usmjeriti u ovom smjeru i vidjeti Tridasha Roya.
It's almost the light of a torchlight is almost like a sword. A sword of light.
To svjetlo je poput mača svjetlosti.
So in the same way your consciousness you can focus it.
Na sličan način možete usmjeriti to i na svoju svjesnost.
And when you focus it just on something which inspires you in Krishna consciousness and stay focused, that what inspires you in Krishna consciousness becomes bigger.
I kada usmjerite na to i ostanete usredotočeni, to će jednostavno postati veće.
This is the power of consciousness.
To je moć svjesnosti.
I had to learn this when I had so much pain in my body. I would just direct the torchlight of my consciousness towards the pain and eventually it would become less and then go.
To sam naučio dok sam osjećao veliku bol u tijelu. Jednostavno sam morao usmjeriti tu lampu svjesnosti na dio koji me bolio i onda bi s vremenom bol nestala.
Sometimes a little massage would also help.
Ponekad bi pomogla i mala masaža.
But the idea is put the light of your consciousness on that which is on the divine spark and it becomes bigger.
No ideja o tome da svjetlo svoje svjesnosti usmjerite na tu božansku iskru i onda ona poraste.
Because both of the divine spark and your consciousness are of the same spiritual nature.
Jer božanska iskra i vaša svjesnost iste su duhovne prirode.
Your consciousness always goes like a light through the darkness of the material world until it finally finds something where it can rest itself, something which is spiritual.
Vaša svjesnost uvijek luta po tami materijalnog svijeta sve dok konačno ne pronađe neko mjesto gdje može gdje se može skrasiti i pronaći nešto duhovno.
And when that consciousness rests on Krishna or the soul, on Prabhupada, or a Krishna conscious mission, it makes that remembrance or that consciousness of that thing stronger.
A kada svjesnost bude na Krišni ili Prabhupadi ili na duši ili na nečemu svjesnom Krišne, onda to postaje puno jače.
And only when your consciousness, spiritual consciousness becomes stronger, then you escape the slavery of the mind.
I samo kada vaša duhovna svjesnost osnaži, možete pobjeći od ropstva umu.
Please try it.
Molim vas, iskušajte to.
I like very much Krishna Lila.
Ja jako volim Krishna Lilu.
So this today I meditated about one question.
I danas sam razmišljao, meditirao o jednom pitanju.
Why does Shukadev Goswami describe Krishna in one part of the Bhagavatam to be green like an emerald jewel?
I pitao sam se zašto Shukadev Goswami opisuje Krishnu u jednom dijelu Shrimad Bhagavatama kao da je zelen poput smaragda.
Normally Krishna is described to be blue like a rain cloud, not green.
Obično se Krišna uspoređuje sa plavom bojom kišnog oblaka, a ne kaže se da je zelen.
Normally Krishna is also described blue like a rain cloud. What is the other comparison? Like a bluish jewel. It's called a nilamani. It's the jewel name is a beryl jewel.
Ponekad se on uspoređuje sa plavkastim draguljem koji se zove nilamani.
Yes, Krishna is described to be like a nila, it's blue, mani, jewel.
Krishna se opisuje kao nila, što znači plav i mani, odnosno dragulj.
Why is he sometimes described in Bhagavatam to be greenish? I was thinking about this question.
No, zašto se u Bhagavatamu ponekad opisuje kao da je zelenkast? Razmišljao sam o tome pitanju.
And I put all my consciousness there.
I u to sam usmjerio svu svoju svjesnost.
Then I understood a blue jewel becomes green only when the color gold is added.
I onda sam shvatio da plavi dragulj postaje zelen samo kada se tu doda zlatna boja.
So then I remembered that Shrimati Radharani has a golden effulgence, and when that falls on Krishna, Krishna's effulgence is coming back onto her, and Krishna is mirrored in her beauty and then looks green.
I onda sam se sjetio kako je sjaj Šrimati Radharani zlatan i kada taj sjaj padne na plavu boju, Krišna je odražava zeleno.
And all of a sudden, I was in Krishna consciousness and felt very happy.
I odjednom sam bio svjestan Krišne i osjećao sam se jako sretno.
Then I started to sing.
I onda sam počeo pjevati.
Eat prasadam.
Jesti prasada.
Read and be in ecstasy.
I bio sam u ekstazi.
To my service. So you have to find something to increase your Krishna consciousness.
Trebate pronaći nešto da povećate svoju svjesnost Krišne.
Prabhupada would always tell us, now we are like a spark outside of the fire.
Prabhupada bi nam znao reći da smo sada poput iskre koje je izvan vatre.
And Krishna consciousness means to come simply back into the fire and then become ignited.
Svjesnost Krišne znači vratiti se ponovno u vatru i da jednostavno se raspalimo u tom.
You can do this simple technique in any situation.
Do jednostavnu tehniku možete provesti u bilo kojoj situaciji.
When you work, when you walk.
Kada radite, kada hodate.
Even in the night when you are waking up in between your rest periods.
Čak i po noći kad se budite.
This is the highest principle of yoga.
To je najviši princip joge.
To focus the consciousness on the transcendental plane.
Usmjeriti svjesnost na transcendentalnu razinu.
And to quickly feel transcendental ecstasy.
I jako brzo osjetiti transcendentalni zanos.
Otherwise, there is no hope of escaping the rule of the mind.
Inače, nema nade da ćemo pobjeći od vladavine uma.
This is what I wanted to share with you today.
To sam danas želio podijeliti s vama.
It was a little personal, please excuse me.
Bilo je malo osobno i molim vas, oprostite mi.
I have noted in giving lectures, when I share something which is important to me, my audience sometimes becomes touched.
Primijetio sam to prilikom davanja predavanja, da kada nešto podijelim nešto što je meni osobno važno, da to dotiče i publiku.
In Jahorina, when I was walking through the fog, I was always hearing tapes of Prabhupada. I have an iPod, by Krishna's mercy. iPod, I think they're called.
Yes.
They were like, blum, 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 blum. Yeah.
Kada sam ponekad šetao na Jahorini po magli, onda sam slušao Prabhupadu na iPodu.
And I was just walking, seeing my friends, the cows and the horses.
I samo sam hodao, gledao svoje prijatelje, krave i konje.
And singing in the clouds, because we were sometimes the clouds were surrounding us.
Pjevao sam u oblacima jer su ponekad oblaci se spuštali do nas.
And I simply thought, I don't want to be mind driven any longer. I want to be soul driven.
Jednostavno sam razmišljao da ne želim da me više vuče um, već duša.
And I prayed to Krishna.
I molio sam se Krišni.
And it works.
I to je upalilo.
This is the wonderful point of Krishna consciousness. We can actually turn to Krishna and ask him to help us.
To je prekrasna stvar u svjesnosti Krišne. Mi se u stvari možemo okrenuti Krišni i moliti ga da nam pomogne.
This is the meaning of rasa and exchange with God.
I to je značenje rase, odnosno razmjene s Bogom.
This is unique from all other yoga and jnana and also karma. This is unique that you can approach the transcendental personality and he can exchange feelings with you.
To je jedinstveno između također između ostalim procesima joge ili karme ili jnane, što možemo uistinu prići vrhovnom gospodinu i osjetiti razmjenu s njime.
You know, when Krishna left Vrindavan, Uddhava came to the gopis.
Kada je Krishna napustio Vrindavan, onda je Uddhava došao do gopija.
And he said, don't cry.
I rekao im je, ne plačite.
Krishna is everywhere.
Krishna je svuda.
He's in your heart.
On je u vašem srcu.
He's in all the atoms.
On je u svim atomima.
He has not left you.
On vas nije napustio.
The gopis pulled Uddhava's ear.
Gopije su povukli Uddhavu za uši, za uho.
Don't talk this yoga philosophy.
Ma nemoj pričati tu filozofiju joge.
We want our Krishna to who is exchanging love with us.
Mi želimo našeg Krišnu koji s nama razmjenjuje ljubav.
As the impersonal Brahman energy, no exchange.
S impersonalnom energijom Brahmana nema razmjene.
There's the Paramatma. Well, we can't give him something to eat.
A što se Paramatme tiče, pa ne možemo mu ništa dati za jelo.
We want rasa or exchange.
Želimo rasu, odnosno razmjenu.
So on our level, this is also the desire of a devotee to have an exchange, loving exchange with Krishna.
Na našoj razini to isto želja bhakte da ima razmjenu ljubavi s Krishnom.
And you just need to turn to him.
I samo mu se trebate okrenuti.
Our movement has a friend called Stevie Wonder. He's a great singer.
Naš pokret ima prijatelja, zove se Stevie Wonder i on je veliki pjevač.
Stevie Wonder is blind.
On je slijep.
But not spiritually.
No, ne i duhovno slijep.
He once wrote a song, he said, and if you feeling lonely, just have a talk with God.
I napisao je jednu pjesmu koja kaže, ako se ikada osjećate usamljeno, samo popričajte s Bogom.
When sometimes people ask him, why don't you go to an eye operation?
Kad bi ga ljudi nekad pitali zašto se ne podvrgne operaciji oka?
He actually told the devotees that he said no.
Rekao je Bhaktama ne.
Because he said I want to keep my inner vision.
Rekao bi ljudima da želi zadržati svoju unutarnju viziju.
I believe this is the difference between a materialist and a spiritualist.
Vjerujem da je to razlika između materialiste i spiritualiste.
An inner vision, that's the treasure of Krishna consciousness.
Unutarnja vizija, to je blago svjesnosti Krishne.
Find that spark of Krishna in your life.
Pronađite tu iskru Krishne u svome životu.
The moment you focus your consciousness on it, that spark will become a fire.
I u trenutku kada svoju svjesnost usmjerite na to, ono će postati poput vatre.
And at that time you will be warmed and carried by the fire of Krishna consciousness.
I tada će vas grijati i nositi vatra svjesnosti Krishne.
Now in our creation yatra, we want to ignite a fire of preaching.
U našoj hrvatskoj jatri mi želimo zapaliti vatru propovjedanja.
We have so many ideas for the congregational preaching.
Puni smo zamisli za kongregacijsko propovjedanje.
We have yesterday we were with such nice congregational devotees in Lemos apartment.
Jučer smo bili u stanu, imali smo jedno lijepo druženje sa kongregacijskim baktama u stanu, u Leminom stanu.
Before that we were making plans for our eco village.
Prije toga smo radili razne planove za naše eko selo.
I seriously plan to build a house in the eco village.
Ozbiljno razmišljam o tome da izgradim kuću u eko selu.
Yeah. I'm totally enthusiastic.
I stvarno sam entuzijastičan za to.
We talk about the Vedic way.
Razgovarali smo o vedskom putu.
Connection with the spiritual university.
I povezano sa duhovnim sveučilištem.
But deep inside we know all this is good if it helps us to think we are doing service for Krishna.
No, duboko u sebi mi znamo da je sve to dobro, sve dok nam pomaže da služimo Krishna.
It's just a way to ignite our spark so that we can do service, think of Krishna.
To je samo još jedan način da upalimo našu iskru i da možemo služiti Krishna.
Only there is real satisfaction.
Jedino u tome leži pravo zadovoljstvo.
Hare Krishna. I have said what I wanted to say.
Rekao sam što sam želio reći.
I hope I have reached you.
Nadam se da sam dobrio do vas.
Now I have some dear guests.
Sada imam neke drage goste.
But I can see if you have any question.
No, ako imate neko pitanje možda.
Pitanje. Suvana Bindu. Where? Oh yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
I would like to ask you if I have understood good. Because Peter, you call it Kostandrova Razumila. Do you plan to make your house at that eco village to live there? Da li planirate sagraditi kuću u eko selu da biste živjeli tamo?
I have this desire and I will see if it is Krishna's desire.
To je moja želja i vidjet ću ili to je Krišnina želja.
Gorgadada, you have also built a house or renovated a house in Chakravatsa. Monster.
Short weather where we have to go out like that. So I'm thinking that maybe putting our consciousness into something that we are, what we like to do or we can do easy is maybe something like Sakama Karma Yoga, when on the other hand Krishna can sometimes show us in the dark some Nishkama Karma project. And then we very often tend to leave or become afraid or whatever. So what is your tip how to deal with this situation? Whether we should try see all this situation, whether I can try to go up in that wall, or maybe give it up feeling I'm not ready for such thing, but just focus on something which is easier. It can be at least somehow connected to Krishna. Gledamo da nam je Krišna pripremio iznenađenje u obliku možda nekog visokog zida koji se moram popentati, a ljesa su prilično niske, kratke, tako dalje. I onda se mi obično uplašimo, pobjegnemo i mislim, nismo provocirani tako nešto. I sad s druge strane, moje pitanje je, to bude naš kraj, da javno pokušam da stignem izazov koji nam Krišna možda pokazuje u mraku, i onda sam se vratim ono što znamo raditi dobro, da se sjećamo dobro i tako dalje.
Hare Krishna. I always very much believe in, you know, when you have such a project as focusing your consciousness to go from an easy task and then progress to more advanced tasks.
Kad imamo tako jedan projekt kao usmjeravanje svjesnosti, onda smatram da je dobro krenuti od jednostavnih zadataka i kretati se prema malo zahtjevnijima.
So the most easiest way to focus your consciousness is by doing something which you can do for Krishna, you know, as a service.
Najlakši način usmjeravanja svjesnosti je da radimo nešto što u čemu smo dobri i da to radimo za Krishnu kao službu.
Or something which you like to do for Krishna.
Ili nešto što jednostavno volimo činiti za Krishnu.
I once preached to an opera singer.
Jednom sam propovjedao jednom opernom pjevaču.
Most beautiful opera singer lady.
Operna pjevačici.
And I still remember this very nice person.
I još se uvijek sjećam te jako drage, divne osobe.
And then one day she came to me and she had been attacked by a person who tried to do something very bad to her.
Jedna mi je došla do mene i ispričala kako je pokušala napasti jedna osoba na jedan prilično ružan način.
And she said, I'm learning taekwondo at the moment.
I ona rekla kako uči taekwondo.
So that in the future no one will try that again.
Tako da u budućnosti to više nikada nitko neće pokušati.
But I'm doing it for Krishna.
Ali radim to za Krišnu.
Because I want to keep my body for Krishna service.
Jer želim da moje tijelo bude namijenjeno Krishna službi.
That was the beginning of Krishna consciousness.
I to je bio početak svjesnosti Krishna.
She asked, "Is it all right?" And I said, "Yeah, it's a beginning. It's all right." I
pitala me, "Je li to u redu?" Ma ja sam rekao, "Da, da, to je početak, u redu je."
Then it comes a little bit, then you can focus your consciousness on Krishna by reading about him.
Onda možemo usmjeriti svjesnost na Krišnu tako da čitamo o njemu.
That's a little bit more advanced.
To je malo naprednije.
Because now you are thinking of Krishna on his own terms.
Jer sada razmišljamo o Krišni kako on to nalaže.
And then a more advanced stage is you can focus your consciousness on Krishna by chanting his holy name and feeling that you want to overcome the separation from him.
I onda još napredniji stadij je da pjevamo njegova sveta imena s osjećajem da želimo premostiti te osjećaj odvojenosti koje osjećamo prema njemu.
But as Rupa Goswami says, somehow or other, think of Krishna, even by doing taekwondo for Krishna. Taekwondo is a martial arts technique, yes.
Rupa Goswami bi rekao da na bilo koji način trebamo činiti nešto za Krishnu, čak i ako je to taekwondo. Taekwondo su borilačke vještine, spada u borilačke vještine.
This is the whole school of yoga.
To je čitava škola joge.
To get your consciousness out of the duality of material life and fix it on Krishna, on transcendence.
Da svjesnost izvadimo iz materijalnog svijeta, iz materijalnog života i da ju usmjerimo na transcendenciju.
And then the transcendence, however you define it, Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan, will work in you and detach you from Maya.
I tada će ta transcendencija, kako god vi definirali, bio to Brahman, Paramatma ili Bhagavan, ona će djelovati na vas i promijeniti vas.
When I was in the University of Berlin, someone asked me, you know, we had a discussion, a debate, science meets spirit, and then at the end someone asked me, how would you define spirituality?
Na Berlinskom sveučilištu smo imali jednu debatu. Zapravo je sve bilo nazvano znanost susreće duh i onda me netko upitao kako bih ja definirao duhovnost.
And I said it's a conscious awareness of God which profoundly affects and transforms you.
Ja sam rekao da je to svjesno osjećanje prisustva Boga koje duboko utječe na nas i koje nas preobražava.
So this is what we want to experience in Krishna consciousness.
I mi to želimo iskusiti u svjesnosti Krišne.
Krishna. Now, if you allow me, I will look at the wristwatch. Actually, Sundarananda, you had a quick question or is it answered? Another time. Good. Then let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.